from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially in Aleppo. After the meeting, in which they also spoke to opposition leaders, Kerry called on Russia and the Syrian government to show a little grace in their ongoing operations against the opposition.
Russia and Assad have a moment here where they are obviously in a dominant position. They have an ability to be able to show a little grace. And sometimes in diplomacy, a little grace goes a long way.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, however, accused the regime and its backers of trying to use violence to shore up a dictator who is scorned.
La bataille d'Aleppo et ses cortèges d'Europe.
He said the battle for Aleppo and its procession of horrors are not aiming to defeat terrorism, but to try to eradicate all political opposition. And they aim, above all, to use violence to shore up a dictator who is scorned. The goal is to liquidate the opposition much more than to fight, as we are, al-Nusra. U.S. and Russian military experts and diplomats, meanwhile, are meeting in Geneva to try to work out details of the rebels' exit from eastern Aleppo. On the streets of Aleppo Saturday, the Syrian army was visible as the Syrian regime, backed by Russia, continued to drive opposition forces from their strongholds. Footage filmed on Saturday showed some badly damaged buildings and destroyed homes. About 50,000 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo over the past 2 days in a constant stream of displaced persons. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States will send an additional 200 troops to Syria. Carter said on Saturday the military personnel will be used to help drive Islamic State militants out of Raqqa, the self-proclaimed capital of the terrorist group.
These uniquely skilled operators will join the 300 U.S. Special Operations Forces already in Syria to continue organizing, training, equipping, and otherwise enabling capable, motivated local forces to take the fight to ISIL.
Carter said the 200 U.S. troops will include Special Forces trainers, advisors, and explosive ordnance disposal teams. ExxonMobil president and CEO Rex Tillerson has emerged as President-elect Donald Trump's top choice for Secretary of State, according to two transition officials. Tillerson is the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company and has extensive international business experience, including dealings with Russia. His involvement with Russia, including his personal ties to President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during any Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's attempts to influence the outcome of November's U.S. presidential election. Tillerson joins former Trump critic and 2012 Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney as the apparent leading contenders for the nation's top diplomatic post. Others in the running for the job include former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, former Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker, and Ford Motor Company CEO Alan Mulally. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to make the case for retaining the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The president said the goal of the law was to make sure that more people have better health care. He said any changes in the act have to be judged by whether they benefit all Americans.
So any partisan talk you hear about repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act should be judged by whether they keep all those improvements that benefit you and your family right now.
The new Trump administration, plus the ongoing Republican-controlled Congress, have promised to repeal and replace the health care law. However, after meeting with Mr. Obama, President-elect Trump said he might keep some of the law's key provisions. And Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on Saturday, touting the honor as a gift from heaven for his efforts in ending the 50-year civil war in Colombia. Santos was awarded his Peace Prize for work in brokering a deal between Colombia's government and FARC rebels. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.